You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, Minister for Climate Change, Paula Bennett, announced a raft of changes to the emissions trading scheme. The changes are to meet New Zealand's obligations as a signatory of the Paris Climate Agreement. For more on the changes, I spoke with Catherine Leaning, a policy fellow at Motu Economic and Public Policy Research.
An emissions trading scheme allows a government to set an overall limit or a cap on the number of emissions and for the market to then set a price based on the supply of units that are created. So it's a mechanism that creates an emission price on greenhouse gas emissions, and that creates an incentive to change behavior across the economy and reduce emissions. The latest changes are three major changes to the architecture of the system. The first is to introduce the government sale of units through an auction mechanism under a cap. The value of this change is that in the past, the New Zealand market was able to access unlimited international units overseas, which reduced the incentive for New Zealand to reduce its own emissions. By introducing a cap and limiting the number of units that come out through the New Zealand government, this creates an option for the government to help drive domestic emissions downward. The second change is to then limit the number of international units that can be purchased by participants in the future. This is a value, again, because it limits supply in the market and helps to drive domestic emission reductions. And the fact that we had unlimited access to international low-cost units in the past was a real problem in the system. And the third change is to start raising the price ceiling. Right now, no one would pay more than $25 a ton for their emissions, and the government is signaling that that will need to rise over time. The Paris Agreement sets an expectation that all countries will work toward net zero emissions over time, and the changes that the government is putting in place in the system will help to put New Zealand on a track toward that. However, the effectiveness in actually reducing emissions will depend on the actual decisions that are made about the level of the price cap and the level of units that will be sold under the auction mechanism. So there are important decisions still to come. But this combination of introducing auctioning under a cap, implementing a new price ceiling that will rise over time, and limiting access to international units gives the government the tools that it needs to help drive down New Zealand's domestic emissions over time. What the government has decided now are the tools that it will use, but it hasn't actually decided how ambitious our emission reductions will be, how quickly we'll move toward net zero, and what emission price will be reflected in the economy to drive behavior change. So the government has signaled that these decisions could be later next year, and that the auction mechanism and the change in the price cap might not actually happen until 2021. So it's important that steps be taken now to continue reducing New Zealand's emissions up through 2020. We can't just wait until 2021 to get serious about this. And then the government will need to take really bold decisions about the level of emission reductions and the level of the price ceiling that will be put in place after 2021.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.